Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Stage set for much anticipated 18th G20 summit beginning tomorrow in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says G20 summit will chart new path in human-centric and inclusive development. Top leaders from US, UK, Japan, Italy, Australia and South Africa in the national capital to attend the two-day annual meet. Prime Minister Modi holds bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden, also holds talks with Prime Ministers of Bangladesh and Mauritius. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says India's G20 presidency will help lead to the kind of transformative change the world so desperately needs. In US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to take on British-American duo of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram in men's doubles title clash tonight. The stage is set for the 18th G20 summit to be held in New Delhi from tomorrow. Several global leaders have arrived in the national capital to attend the summit. They include US President Joe Biden, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, President of Argentina Alberto Fernandez, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Sultan of Oman Haitham bin Tariq, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Russian Foreign Affairs Minister Sergei Lavrov, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The visiting dignitaries were given a rousing reception at the airport with traditional Indian folk dances and music. Several issues ranging from food and energy security to clean energy transition and climate change are expected to be deliberated at length by the world's leading economies during the two-day G20 summit. India is leveraging its G20 presidency to establish itself as a global powerhouse advocating for the hopes and aspirations of many developing nations. One of the key takeaways of India's G20 presidency is the revolutionization of digital payment infrastructure. Briefing media in New Delhi today, G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant said very few people knew about digital payment infrastructure earlier, but it has been taken forward extensively. He further said that the digital payment infrastructure has been widely accepted as a way to bring financial inclusion. He also said the New Delhi Leaders' Declaration is almost ready and will be recommended to the leaders during the G20 summit. In the pre-summit briefing, Mr. Khan said the Leaders' Declaration will be the voice of the Global South and developing countries. He also spoke about the key priorities for India's G20 presidency.
During this presidency, we had some broad priorities with which we started. First of which, that at a point of time when the one-third of the world is facing a recession, we should drive bold, sustainable, strong and inclusive growth. The second key priority for us was to have accelerated sustainable development goal. Thirdly, we wanted the world to take the lead on green development in the context of climate action and climate finance.
Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said India expects the summit proceedings to take a suitable decision on the inclusion of the African Union in the G20 bloc.
With regard to the African Union, the Honourable Prime Minister wrote a letter to all countries of the G20 proposing that African Union be included as a full member of the G20. We expect that the summit proceedings starting tomorrow morning would take suitable decision on it.
G20 Chief Coordinator Harshvardhan Shringla said India's presidency will bring economic benefits to the country as the G20 meetings and activities included extensive participation of people from across the nation.
We've looked at the G20 as an opportunity to highlight and showcase India's rich cultural heritage and diversity and our tourism potential. And in that context, we have hosted over 300 cultural events with the participation of over 18,000 of our cultural artists. We have also made our presidency an inclusive one. We've had very significant participation from the Global South and from Africa. We would have received a total of about 100,000 visitors for our G20 presidency from over 125 nationalities. and for many of them this has been the discovery of a new India.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the G20 summit in the national capital will chart a new path in human-centric and inclusive development. In a social media post, he highlighted that India's G20 presidency has been inclusive, ambitious, decisive and action-oriented. Now, let us go over live to our correspondent Sanjeev, who is present at Bharat Mandapam, the G20 summit venue in Pragati Maidan, to get the latest updates. Sanjeev, tell us in detail about the priorities of India's G20 presidency.
Well, sir, under the India presidency G20 summit, there is expected to produce some concrete results, which include including those which are benefits to the developing countries. We know that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself raising the concerns of the developing countries, especially the Global South, at multiple forums. If you see at the big summit and yesterday concluding the Asian India summit, Prime Minister raised the concerns of the Global South. And this is a major platform for the India to raise the concern of the Global South at this stage. There are the four pillars which India is right now focusing on this G20 summit. First one is inclusive, ambitious, action-oriented, and decisive. And this is very beautifully articulated by the G20 Sherpa himself in this afternoon. So there are other priority areas are also the reforms of the multilateral forums like Development Bank, IMF, and World Trade Organizations. So these are all the priority areas of the India to take up in this G20 summit. And I think so, it's a personal engagement of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi at various forum to induction of the European Union as a permanent member in the G20. So if the declaration come out tomorrow and agreed upon these kind of issues, I think so it's a big success for the India and big success for the Prime Minister himself, who are pushing this agenda at the multi-forum.
Right, Sanjeev. Well, also, can you give a broad outline of the events lined up at the G20 summit for tomorrow?
Tomorrow summit is structured around three major areas. The first one is One Earth, which will start in the morning, and the second session will start in the afternoon. The area which the summit will revolve around on One Family and One Future will be taken up day after tomorrow. In the evening, the president also will give a dinner to the delegates. And the most important part of the tomorrow's session is bilateral between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the UK Prime Minister, because India and UK has already in the talks on the free trade agreements. 12th session has already been taken place, and I think so it's a great opportunity for the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the UK Prime Minister to take forward the free trade agreement between the two countries. And right. The other important thing is, you know, the bilateral talks between the German Chancellor and the Prime Minister Modi, because Germany is the major trade partner of India in the European countries.
Thank you, Sanjeev, for that update. Thanks a lot. On the sidelines of the G20 meeting, Prime Minister Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with leaders of different countries. Today, Mr. Modi held bilateral meetings with U.S. President Joe Biden, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jagnauth, and the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, at his residence today. We have a report.
The Prime Ministers of both India and Bangladesh have agreed to strengthen ties in various sectors, including connectivity, culture and people-to-people ties. During the meeting of heads of the state of India and Mauritius, both the leaders enthusiastically acknowledged the significant enhancement of India and Mauritius bilateral relationship, commemorating its remarkable 75th anniversary this year. On the sidelines of the G20 meeting, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings with other leaders from United Kingdom, Japan, Germany and Italy. Mr. Modi will do a pool-aside meeting with Canada and bilateral meetings with Turkey, UAE, South Korea, European Union, European Commission, Brazil and Nigeria on the concluding day of the summit. With Prarthana, this is S.N. Patnaik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today said India's G20 presidency will help lead to the kind of transformative change the world so desperately needs. Briefing media in New Delhi in the context of the G20 summit, he emphasized that the one family, one earth, one future finds profound resonance in today's world.
And let me begin by expressing my gratitude to India for the warm welcome and my hope that India's presidency of the G20 will help lead to the kind of transformative change our world so desperately needs, in line with the repeated commitment of India to act on behalf of the Global South and its determination to pursue the development agenda.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today held a meeting with her Nigerian counterpart Adebayo Olawale Edun and the country's budget minister Abubakar Atikoba Gudu against the backdrop of the G20 summit in New Delhi. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman conveyed India's continued support to the people of Nigeria in their development trajectory through Indian lines of credit, cooperation between central banks, collaboration with Niti Aayog, and exchange on best practices. Ms. Sitharaman also met United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. They discussed key G20 priorities and bilateral cooperation between the two countries to address pressing global economic and financial issues. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today urged the nation to be a part of the Amrit Kalash Yatra spanning across 6 lakh Indian villages. In a social media post, he called on the citizens to take Panch Pran with the country's soil, which is enriched by the sweat and sacrifice of countless brave souls, and share their selfies at yuva.gov.in. He said this sacred soil will shape the Amrit Vatika near the war memorial in Delhi. Results have been declared for by-election to 7 assembly constituencies spread over 6 states. By-polls to the assembly seats were held on Tuesday. The seats are Bokshanagar and Thanpur in Tripura, Dhupguri in West Bengal, Dumri in Jharkhand, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Pudupalli in Kerala and Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh. In Tripura, both Bokshanagar and Thanpur assembly seats have been vested by the BJP. Party candidate Fajrul Hossain won from Bokshanagar, while BJP's Bindu Devnath clinched the Thanpur seat. In West Bengal, the ruling Trinamool Congress candidate Nirmal Chandra Roy won the Dhupguri assembly seat in Jalpaiguri district. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha candidate Baby Devi has won Dumri assembly constituency in Jharkhand. In Kerala, Uman Chandi of Congress swept the by-poll to Pudupalli seat. In Uttarakhand, BJP's Parvati Das won from Bageshwar constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Sudhakar Singh has secured a victory in Ghosi seat. In U.S. Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden will face defending champion British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram for the title clash in men's doubles in New York tonight. In men's singles, second seed Novak Djokovic will take on American unseeded Ben Shelton for a place in the final later tonight. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will meet former U.S. Open champion Daniil Medvedev in the other semifinal tomorrow morning. The women's singles final is slated between Belarusian second seed Arina Sabalenka and sixth seed American player Coco Gauff on Sunday. In women's doubles semifinal clash tonight, German-Russian duo of Laura Siegmund and Vera Zvonareva will face American-Brazilian pair of Jennifer Brady and Luisa Stefani, while the pair of New Zealand's Erin Radcliffe and Canada's Gabriela Dabrowski will be up against the combination of China's Wang Xinyu and Taiwan's Xie Su Wei. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Stage set for much-anticipated 18th G20 summit beginning tomorrow in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says G20 summit will chart new path in human-centric and inclusive development. Top leaders from US, UK, Japan, Italy, Australia and South Africa gather in the national capital to attend the two-day annual meet. Prime Minister Modi holds a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden, also holds talks with Prime Ministers of Bangladesh and Mauritius. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says India's G20 presidency will help lead to the kind of transformative change the world so desperately needs. In US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to take on British-American duo of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram in men's doubles title clash tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.